Hey everyone, welcome back. You know how we love to geek out over here on all things digital marketing, and today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's got everyone buzzing: AI and voice search, especially for local businesses like yours.
Right, and it's not just hype. This stuff is seriously changing the game.
Big time. We've got a super relevant article from freebusinesslisting.com, How AI and Voice Search Are Changing Local SEO, just came out September 9th, 2024, so it's fresh.
Oh, nice. Very recent. I'm curious to hear what they have to say because this is an area that's constantly evolving.
Totally. Okay, so first up, let's demystify this whole AI thing. It's easy to get lost in the sci-fi hype, but how is AI actually impacting search right now? Well, in the past, search engines were all about keywords, right? You type in best pizza and hope for the best. But AI is changing the game by trying to understand what you mean, not just what you type. It's all about search intent.
Okay, I like where this is going. So it's not just about the words themselves, but the meaning behind them. Can you give me an example of how that plays out in the real world?
Absolutely. Imagine you search for an Italian restaurant. At lunchtime, you're probably looking for a quick bite, maybe someplace nearby. But search that same phrase at 8 p.m. on a Saturday, and AI knows you might be looking for a place to have a nice sit-down dinner with friends.
Whoa, that's so smart. Same words, totally different contexts, and AI gets that.
Exactly. AI can factor in the time of day, your location, even your past searches to figure out what you're really after.
That's wild. So AI is like that friend who knows what you want before you even ask.
Exactly. And this is where having that super detailed, accurate business information online becomes crucial. The article calls it structured data. And it's like giving the AI a clear roadmap to your business.
It's like instead of sending a vague postcard with a blurry picture, you're sending AI a detailed map with step-by-step directions to your front door.
You got it. The more structured data you have, consistent business name, address, phone number, hours of operation, the whole nine yards, the easier it is for AI to understand what your business is about and who it's for.
It's not just about having a website. It's about making sure all that information is organized and easy for AI to digest.
Precisely. And you know what this leads to?
What's that?
A whole new level of personalization.
Personalization, right? So AI is taking all this data, all our quirky search habits, and tailoring our online experiences. Kind of creepy, kind of cool.
It is a bit of both, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But for businesses, it's less about the creepy and more about the huge E opportunity. And this is where voice search comes in, adding another layer to this whole AI puzzle.
Because now we're not just typing into a search bar, we're talking to our devices like they're actual humans. Hey Siri, find me the best tacos near me.
Exactly. It's so much more conversational. We're not limited by keywords anymore.
So how does that change the game for businesses? What do they need to do differently to adapt to this voice-powered world?
Well, for starters, they need to ditch the robot speak. Remember all that keyword stuffing we used to do? Those days are over.
Yeah, cramming a bunch of keywords onto a web page just sounds unnatural and awkward now.
Exactly. With voice search, it's all about natural language. Think about the questions people actually ask in their daily lives. Where's the closest coffee shop? What are some good restaurants with outdoor seating?
Find me a pizza place that delivers after midnight. You know, the important stuff.
Exactly. Those long-tail keywords, those natural phrases we use in conversation, those are pure gold for voice search. Because that's how people are searching now. It's all about anticipating those questions and making sure your online presence reflects that.
Makes sense. And speaking of online presence, the article mentions something called featured snippets being super important for voice search. What's the deal with those?
Oh, featured snippets are huge EE. You know how when you do a voice search, you usually just get that one, maybe two top results read aloud?
Right. No one wants to sit through a whole list of search results when they're on the go.
Exactly. So that top spot, that featured snippet, is prime real estate for businesses. It's like winning the voice search lottery.
So how do you get there? What does AI look for when it's deciding which result deserves that coveted top spot?
Well, aside from having all that structured data we talked about, reviews are crucial.
Because people trust other people's opinions, especially online.
Exactly. AI knows that.
Yeah.
So those star ratings, those customer reviews, they're like gold stars for AI.
Yeah.
They signal trust and credibility.
So it's not enough for businesses to just have a website and hope for the best.
Nope. They need to be actively encouraging happy customers to leave reviews.
And probably responding to those reviews, addressing any negative ones, you know, showing that they're listening and they care.
Absolutely. It's all about building that trust, that sense of community around your brand.
Yeah.
And when AI sees those positive signals, those glowing reviews, it's more likely to boost you to the top of the search results, both for text and voice searches.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground here. AI, voice search, the whole shebang. But let's bring it all home for our listeners who are ready to roll up their sleeves and put all this knowledge into action. What are the top takeaways here?
Love it. Actionable insights, that's what we're all about. So first things first, let's talk about NLP.
NAP, like nap time, because all this AI talk has me beat.
I hear you. But no, in this case, NAP stands for name, address, phone number, and it's got to be consistent.
Oh, right. Like, I can't have Main Street on one site and then Main Site on another. I gotta keep it uniform.
Exactly. Because that consistency tells AI, hey, this business is legit. All these listings are talking about the same place.
So AI is like that super detective connecting the dots online, making sure it's all legit.
Precisely. And beyond NAP, let's talk about schema markup. It's like giving AI a backstage pass to your website.
Okay, schema markup. I've heard the term, but explain it like I'm new to this whole digital thing.
Imagine you're reading a book, but it's missing all the punctuation and spaces between words. Super hard to follow, right?
Yeah, you'd get lost pretty quickly.
That's what it's like for AI. Without schema markup, it's code that helps search engines understand the structure and content of your website.
So it's like adding punctuation to your website so AI doesn't get lost in the sea of words.
You got it. Schema markup tells AI, this is a headline, this is a product description, this is a customer review, makes everything crystal clear.
And then AI can confidently put your business in front of the right people.
Exactly. And speaking of getting in front of the right people, mobile optimization is crucial these days.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's glued to their phones like it's an extra limb.
Right. If your website looks like it's from the Stone Age on a mobile device, those potential customers are going to bounce faster than you can say algorithm.
It's like trying to cram a giant map into a tiny pocket. Totally frustrating.
Exactly. Make sure your website is responsive, loads quickly, easy to navigate on any screen size.
Okay, so we've got consistent NLP, schema markup, mobile optimization. What else should businesses be thinking about?
Don't forget about those conversational keywords we talked about earlier. How people talk to their voice assistants is way different from how they type.
Right. We're more casual. We ask questions like we're chatting with a friend.
Exactly. So use those natural phrases, those long-tail keywords throughout your website, content, social media, even those online directory listings.
So it's not just about sounding smart, it's about sounding human.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah.
AI and voice search are all about understanding how people naturally communicate. So the more you can mirror that in your online presence, the better.
This has been an awesome deep dive. I feel like we've gone from AI being this mysterious force to having a practical roadmap to navigate this whole new world.
And that's what we're here for, demystifying the digital landscape and giving you the tools to thrive.
You heard it here first, folks. AI and voice search aren't going anywhere, so embrace the changes, stay curious, and keep those searches coming.
Absolutely. And remember, the future of search is all about conversation connection and delivering those personalized experiences that keep people coming back for more.
So well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, stay curious and stay ahead of the curve.